This is the Detroit Evening Report for Monday, April 18th, 2022. I'm Sasha Ryan from WDET News. Body camera footage of the encounter between a Grand Rapids police officer and Patrick Leoya earlier this month ends almost a minute before the 26-year-old was shot by the officer. Body cam video does show the struggle between Leoya and the officer. Video of the shooting was taken by the passenger in Leoya's car at the time of the traffic stop and by doorbell video from a nearby home. Some video was also recorded by a camera in the patrol car. Footage shows Leoya running away from police and struggling with the officer over a taser. Leoya was shot in the back of the head while facing the ground. The name of the officer has not been released. Officials say the investigation is continuing. The Michigan Secretary of State's office is reviewing its policies around releasing driving records and personal information in the wake of the shooting of Patrick Leoya. The state says it released Leoya's driving record to three media organizations who used the information to suggest Leoya may have been at fault. The Secretary of State says it will not release driver record information on Leoya going forward and will not release information about any victims of violence. The office suggested the legislature should strengthen laws to show it values privacy over corporate interests. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has confirmed the first child death from influenza for the 2021-22 flu season. The agency says a child from Kalamazoo County contracted the AH3 strain of the flu. At least 16 children have died from flu across the U.S. this season. MDHHS says it recommends children start getting the annual flu vaccine once they reach 6 months old. The state has confirmed a flock of backyard poultry in Livingston County has avian influenza. Birds in Macomb, St. Clair, and Moreau counties tested positive for the virus last month. The site is under quarantine and the birds have been destroyed. The State Department of Agriculture and Rural Development says there is a high risk for the disease in Michigan and is urging poultry owners to take measures to protect their flocks. The Detroit City Council has approved a $1.2 billion general fund budget plan for next year. The plan includes spending to expand disability and immigration services. It also funds a program to address overassessment and property taxes. The city's full 2023 budget is $2.5 billion. Mayor Duggan has until Thursday to respond to the council's plan. The Detroit Free Press reports organizations providing food assistance in Metro Detroit are seeing more families in need. The Free Press reports need is rising as food prices, gas prices, and rents rise, and as pandemic-era assistance ends. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Sasha Ryan from WDET News.